coming at ya from right about I-94 and I-75. From the bowels of Detroit, Michigan. If you don't know, now you know. You are rolling live with the Olin Ezra Show. I'm Mr. Magnanimous. To my right, we got Olin Ezra. To my left, the average Joe. Right across from me, I see Big Baby B. What's up, yo? And now, with Dylan in the sound booth, let's roll. Give me some. Give me some.
What's up, Detroit?
You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution.
Pow!
Yeah, coming with the pows early and quick, huh, son?
Pow!
Yeah!
Right off the bat.
Oh, man, fired up. Hey, the rally yesterday and the Fed rally was awesome.
Worked out because we got there so early that nobody was there for a good 2 hours. I'm like, all right, nice rally.
Yeah, we were like
three people. And then three became four.
Right.
And three, then four
became about 100.
Yeah, real quick, dude.
Like, I mean, on a local protesting level, that's pretty, I'd say that's successful.
There's signs on sticks and all the whole nine.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's damn good, though, because, I mean, it was, like
stick
I was telling
signs.
You, it was one of those things where, you know what I'm saying, they didn't really advertise it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. It wasn't, like, widely known locally.
Pat, you watch a lot of TV. Anything on TV?
Not a goddamn thing.
No.
Not a goddamn thing.
Too.
I mean, but it's just like I was telling you, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't show it on the TV just because it's like, if you show it on TV, people are going to be like, what's that all about? Let's look into it. And then
people, you know
what I'm saying? It'll just be drumming up more support.
No, that's a good point. The local press was notified. I mean, I talked to four different people there that told me they had numbers and they called and they somebody knew about it at some level. But you're right, that like the consolidation of media nowadays says they probably wouldn't talk about
it. Right. I mean, come on, dog. If they could pop up at any traffic accident or, you know what I'm saying, anytime somebody like on a bike trips and falls, you know what I'm saying, anytime someone gets carjacked or whatever, you would think that a gathering of 100 plus people in front of a federal building would be...
Hey, it's not a federal building.
Right, you're right. My apologies.
Yeah, see, look at that. They've
purported.
They've already got you, man. You're one of them. Get them.
No, you're right, though. Yeah, I haven't heard a damn thing about it. No one said
anything,
you know.
Dylan, have you read anything in, like, the Metro Times, Real Detroit, anything like that?
I was in Kentucky last night.
You did make the drive to Kentucky, didn't you?
Oh, that's right, yeah. How was that?
It was long.
Did you bang your cousin?
My cousin.
That's what they do in Kentucky.
Right. Yeah.
When in Rome.
No, I don't think I have a cousin in Kentucky.
Well, did you take one of your cousins from Michigan down to Kentucky?
No.
You didn't bang my sister, did you?
No. That would be wrong on so many levels. I don't even want to begin.
I'm sorry. That was awful.
It would be wrong, but feel so right.
Oh, I don't know.
I just don't understand why this feels so good.
Oh, no. We have to stop. We have to stop.
As you travel like far enough south in America, it just becomes, where's the imaginary border where it's okay to start having, you know, family sex?
The Ohio-Kentucky
Ohio,
border.
It's pretty fucking close, right?
Yeah, it's not too far.
Damn it.
I mean, Kentucky's considered the south, even though it's kind of central.
Well, yeah, America's a lot wider than it is tall, so.
I'm glad we're Yanks, boy.
Yeah, so a lot of people that I had talked to before, somebody on Facebook, I didn't get a chance to meet her, but she did some work for the show. I started a little Facebook End of the Fed like event invitation type deal and had invited like 60 people, and then like she took over and invited about 600. So thanks to Bree on Facebook. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Good work, Bree.
Thank you so much.
Way to go, Bree.
Good going.
Your name should be spread on crackers.
Yeah, that's a nice name. It's a real nice name she got there.
She's friends with the Olin Ezra Show, MySpace.
She didn't be friends with me.
Well, go find her.
At my place.
Like friends with benefits for the Olin Ezra Show?
Take it easy. She's a political activist.
Yeah.
Me too, you know?
You know, man, yeah, when you told me that, I was like, damn, that's good work. Yeah. First of all, so she probably dragged people there, no doubt, that didn't know about it. But I mean,
I hope so. It was good. Because,
we made some good contacts too. Got the one guy from the tax. What was it? Taxation representation.
Yeah, Dar
website.
From
Dar.
There's a fair tax guy. Was that
fairtax.org?
Fairtax.org.
Which might try to get that dude on at some point. Seemed like he was. in tune.
That is a very good idea. He'll be able to break everything down a lot more intelligently than I will be able to.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying much.
Shut up, man. How dare you? How dare you insult me? Don't insultate me. The police at the event, it was interesting. What was his name? Officer Hornsby or Officer Jenkins?
Officer Hornswoggle or something. Like, I don't know, but yeah, dude.
Officer
dude,
Willoughby.
He comes over, you know, he's telling us like, all right, fellas, you got to keep moving. On a sidewalk, during a protest, you need to be moving.
He said that there's a law that you have to be moving on a public sidewalk.
So it's illegal to stand still.
Well, yeah, I was just like, well, sir, can you show me this law or statute that says I have to be moving while I'm on a sidewalk, which is public property?
Don't you know that? It's illegal to sit still anywhere.
I did it.
It's probably.
Then why do they give kids Ritalin?
That's why they always walk around and tell you, move along. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us congregate at all. They kind of beat the life out of it, and then somebody was like, hey, let's go to Eastern Market because there's more people there.
And then that was it. Everybody
left the Fed.
The one thing about 100 people in one place is they still follow, like, the alpha sheep.
That's
like,
true.
One dude said something and started moving. I don't know what happened. I look back.
Swear it's like the alpha sheep.
And they're just following one dude out. I'm like,
the alpha sheep was a government agent.
I tried to get him riled up. Remember a couple times I started, as they were like walking in line as a protest, I started walking against the line. I'm like, I'm going against the mainstream people. It really just made people laugh, which is fun.
Is that one undercover officer? It's like, okay, let's take this to McDonald's and
away from
spend
the Fed.
Some money.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Then somebody took him to a bar.
You know,
yep.
What happened? They all ended up getting drunk, and me and Steve were at the Fed. Like, well,
like two other people there.
Let's go. Okay, we're back to just three.
Back to three. You can hear them all walking down the street, like hip 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 hip.
Oh, right. You know, man, I mean, I'm surprised.
But it was good. It was
that many
turnout.
People showed up. Sure. Awesome. Shouts out to Small Minds for being there with their camera. Steve, my boy Steve, was there. We got good footage, man. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
If you haven't, check out youtube.com/OlanWade. And it's our stuff will be there. We got a lot of good footage. So thank you so much to Steve and JP who broke it down and edited it up for us.
Sure.
All right.
PJ.
I always do that. I'm sorry, PJ. I don't know why. I have have to call him JP. It's JP. No, it's PJ. Sorry.
No, it's cool.
I fail at radio. I quit.
Yep. Yep. That's awesome.
I'm done. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so, hey, what about the industry of sleeping?
I'm about to wake them bitches the fuck up, homie.
Wake up! We got Magnanimous performing.
Either.
Oh, man, that should be interesting. Ajax.
Yeah, man. And ultimately, that's a good title, The Industry is Sleeping, because there's probably going to be artists there that major labels might want to have
absolutely
a piece of.
There are going to be PR people there. And I mean, there's I think we got like 15 artists showing up to this. So
I heard that's what last year's went down pretty good, huh?
It sold out, yeah. So
I'll look out for that.
And it's going to be an all-night event from 5 p.m. to 2 in the morning, you know. We're going to close that bitch out.
Just the one day, right?
Yeah, December 6th. Friday, December 6th, the all-ages show starts at 5 o'clock, and then at 9:30, doors open for the 18 and up event. And that's presented by Purple Hash Productions and No Exit Entertainment.
Purple Hash, huh?
Sincerely Red's going to be there, too, I should mention. That's a good cat. He was in the studio last week. And, wow.
Yeah,
interesting character.
I definitely got to get laid off one of his songs.
Oh, man. Sorry. He is a very good acoustical artist.
Yeah.
He just bangs broads with his acoustic guitar and doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying. I told you. It's like, I guarantee, like, somewhere right now he is walking around, like, barefoot, topless, with his guitar on his back, with, like, that belt buckle, like, strap.
The seatbelt?
His guitar strap.
Right, the seatbelt strap.
His
he's just, like, looking at some girl, like, in her eyes, and not even saying anything, but she's, like, swooning right now.
Yeah, he's just like, fishy taco.
You know?
The fish taco song. Oh, what's that?
You know, he could be singing, like, the fish taco.
it was just a little stupid song from last week's show.
I mean, Del Taco has good fish tacos.
The fish taco? That's the pink sauce.
Yes.
It has pink sauce. So
that's not the one I thought you were talking about.
I will say it again.
We were right on there.
I will say it again. It's called the fish taco.
Right.
With pink sauce.
With pink sauce.
No sexual innuendo going on there.
No, dude.
It's a vagina.
Right. Yeah. I wonder, hey, if any of our listeners have actually done a Del Taco fish taco, please hit us up on...
Wait, what do you mean if they've done one?
I just want to know if there's some sick bastard out there that's
actually...
Dropped
your beef in the fish taco there?
Right. Stuck his hot dog, his bratwurst of the fish taco.
Yikes.
Add his own extra sauce.
Add some tartar sauce to it. Pat's about to lose it over here.
It's fucking disgusting.
Did you ever have a girl give you a chili dog?
No. No. Yeah.
We'll talk about I know that. The man to ask, though. Hey, Dylan, have you ever had a girl give you a chili dog before?
If we're talking about the kind of chili dog you can get from Lafayette Coney Island.
No. We're not talking about Lafayette Coney Island. Good Coney's, by the way. Shout out.
Nope.
Lafayette will chili your Coney dog very well for you.
Chili your Coney.
God damn Olin Ezra and his goons. They just resort back to sex.
Oh, boy.
Every time.
Is there anything else?
Oh, man. Pat's still laughing over there.
So anyway.
Oh, God. All right. What were we talking about? Oh, the industry is sleeping.
Industry is sleeping.
Fish taco.
So Simply Red is playing this show, right?
Sincerely Red, Ajax, Magnanimous.
I'm going on, I heard him going on a little later. We got the Magnano show's going on around
18 up.
10 or 11.
Show. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. The 18 up show is going to be freaking phenomenal. There's a lot of good artists, DJ Groove on the ones and twos.
I am good at playing all ages shows. There's something in my head that can change a word on the spot that I don't need little kids to hear if I had to.
Right.
But with the band, with B-Dab, man, I've had to do songs, horrible songs, in front of my mom. It's like, you can't change entire phrases. You know, a song called Tongue Jack That Balloon
Knot.
It's
like, I want you to put your mouth on mine.
Tongue Jack That Balloon
Knot. That's pretty soon coming up here. Yeah, I'm going to break that out. It's an older tune, but it's called Tongue Jack That Balloon Knot, and you got to do that in front of your mom, and there's no disguising that tune.
Wow. I've never been good at an all-ages show.
It's not too many ways you could say, I want you to put your mouth on my salad fork.
No. There's no disguising that. But, no, that's good, though, man. 18 up show is fine. We'll have a good time.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm going to, I think I'm going to drink some wine that night. How about that?
Some wine?
Sure.
Some Chardonnay.
No, red.
Red.
Absolutely not. No Chardonnays.
Chardonnay.
Don't worry, I'll bring the box.
It's tight.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's tight. I'll tell you what I'm drinking, a Jack and Coke.
Yikes.
That's what I always
do. Oh, hell.
Yeah, here we go again. Hey, Dylan, what do you think about Jack and Coke, buddy?
It can be good.
They're best friends.
Jack and Coke are best friends.
Mm-hmm. But when they're mixed with you, they're not good.
Jack plus Coke plus Olin equals havoc.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
To say the least.
It's going to be great. Got Ajax, Sincerely Red, DJ Groove, all that stuff. We're hosting it. Purple Hash Productions. No Exit Entertainment presents.
No
the
Exit,
industry
baby.
Is sleeping. Saturday, December 6th, 2008 at the Bullfrog in Redford, Michigan. You can check more out at theolinezrashow.com.
Coolio.
So yeah, you had brought something up. Man, this must have been 2 months ago. Like one of the first shows you were on. And you just casually had mentioned the internet too. And I didn't stop to think that, you know, that there was more behind the internet too than, you know, just something retarded called the internet too. Because I was thinking about it, like the internet, what it sounds like a sequel of a bad action movie, you know, like
Internet 2.
The Internet Strikes Back or something. I don't know, you know.
The Surfening.
Yeah, is that a shout out to The Quickening?
Yeah, I guess. The Happening.
Art Bell's over there like,
hey, yeah,
shout out to my book.
But sure, no doubt, this is going to happen real quick. I'd say in the next, man, inside of 3-4 years, you're going to look at so much more regulation. The superhighway having these toll roads and these little, you know, turnpikes.
Bus stops.
You need to jump onto. Yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to lose a good portion of people that aren't going to want to deal with that stuff. Like they've done with TV, you know, your regular stations went to cable, went to internet, went, you know. So, and plus, right now, haven't you ever wondered just the freedom available on the internet of sharing information and the way that you talk to people. It's like, how can this go on for so long?
You know what? Actually, I was just did you catch the Metro Times last week?
No. Last week's I did not.
No, but I saw you reading it. If that counts.
No, why? Yeah, what's going on there?
I'm only bringing it up because of what you were just saying about like all the internet, you know, back roads and all that.
Right.
It was about I can't even think of the guy's name, but he wrote a couple of books about the NSA and how they tap the wires and this, that, and the other. Apparently, they've been tapping like internet protocols, usually.
Really?
Simply because how can I explain it? It's because you know
Al Qaeda.
You know how packets transfer over the internet, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's no set route for them. It's not like we got to go back, you know, point A to B to C to D.
Yeah, they have to go to the terrorists with the grenades and beards first.
So Steve, you know how you know how the packets
I'm listening to you.
It's no set route for them. You know, they bounce however they have to get to where they need to go, right?
Mm.
Well, apparently because
ping
international, because you know all of the hubs and all that are all international and all that. It doesn't matter if something was transferring from, let's say, Jordan to Cuba at certain times, just because of the way, you know, the whole time zones are. If it's way too much traffic anywhere else and and that information has to bounce into American space, into an American hub to, you know what I'm saying, just to complete its route,
mm-hmm.
The NSA had 100% access to all of that information.
Terror. Al-Qaeda.
Basically, terror.
Yeah, so the Internet, too. The Internet2.edu is a real website. People are serious about the Internet, too.
And unfortunately,
idiots?
Plus, notice how what we call the middle class has imploded. It's becoming more of a boundary between what's considered rich, what's considered poor. So with Internet, too, who do you think is going to be able to afford all that?
Yeah, right.
Who's going there? You know, a predominant amount of people that make a certain amount.
Yeah, that's a bummer because that's going to take people away from OwenEzerShow.com.
Like we had talked about a couple weeks back here with the border, the 100 miles of inland Constitution-free zones. Granted, that's considered an extraordinary power granted by Homeland Security. So, yeah, like you're talking
about
that regulation.
They can lick my butthole on that one.
In the name of security, in the name of freedom, you can do anything.
Right.
In the name of freedom, they can come here and put plungers up our butts.
Right. Oh, awesome. Sign me up. I want to be first on that list.
To be free? Yes.
Oh, no. Right? I was talking about, you know, Uncle Sam coming here with a plunger. Man.
In the name of freedom.
Tony, you're going to fuck around and wake up in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah,
boy.
In a cock meat sandwich
action.
Yeah.
Give Uncle Sam a chili dog.
Look, he means well, and some idiots along the way have screwed it up, but he did mean well.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
So, there you go, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do about the internet, too. I'm kind of worried about the internet, too. It just seems... What do you got over there, Steve?
AP. This just came out. I found this, which has talked about the kid that killed himself. What is on the bodybuilding site?
It was bodybuilding.com forums. Yeah.
So this is what a 19-year-old, you know, kid is constantly he started with the threats, and you know, people start egging him on. He's like, "I'm going to kill myself."
Do it. Come on, punk.
I got big muscles
punk
and
ass.
Lift weights, but
so,
I'm unhappy.
Yeah, Roy, was,
no, see, no, I guess
was
that
was there
the
a
thing,
Roy rage
like,
or no?
No, I mean the guy. He was a skinny kid. You know what I'm saying? He was probably there trying to make himself better, but I guess, you know what I'm saying? It didn't work.
So he eventually...
Get out of here, you skag.
Eventually, he tries to keep the promise, takes a bunch of pills, you know, over-medicates, goes, lays down on the bed, all this on the webcam, turns over for a second, so his face away from the camera.
Broadcasting live.
So by that time, it takes hours upon, you know, enough time for anybody to get there to do anything about it, and he's already dead. So this is from the paper today. It's the father of this kid. He's a college student whose suicide was broadcasted live over the webcam, said Saturday that he was appalled by the virtual audience that egged on his son and called for tougher regulation of internet.
If I had seen that guy's thread about him wanting to kill himself, I would have typed, quote, cry more, quote.
You know, unfortunately, man, yeah, they say when if they even make little threats, menial threats, you're supposed to follow up on them. It's like, you know, where in this PC culture do we go? It off.
Leave him alone. He was obviously unhappy with his life, and had he continued living, he was going to be a miserable pile of piss his entire life, probably.
Oh, I'm so sad because I can't be a big muscle-bound guy.
I mean, you know, it's fucked up though, because it's like in college. I don't understand why people are like that depressed in college, dude.
I understand.
This is like the best time of your life, dog. You know what I'm saying? Why?
Or if you do eventually, that's pretty young, yeah, to be making a decision like that. If you get past that, maybe 10 years later, that dude would have been like, wow, I almost killed myself, when in fact now things are okay.
Right.
There's a life strain, no doubt about it. We feel it every day. I know you guys, no doubt. But and you got to deal with it or just be a whiny bitch about it.
You know, I had the shotgun in my mouth this morning, and I was like,
probably.
Fuck it.
Shotgun sandwich. You
know? It's, oh, man, Pat, I opened up. I accidentally clicked in the first story. It just made me laugh. I'm not going to say what it is. I'll let you introduce it. I'm sorry.
Told you. See? Right. See? Told you.
Oh, man. This is going to make you just,
what?
Oh, man. I pulled up. I accidentally clicked over into Pat's file on the computer, you know, that has his news stories and stuff on it. It's just a headline from the article, dude. Oh, my God.
Banana Pat, bread farts or
what
something?
What Dylan said last week about you all.
No, you know what? I was thinking of that, and I swear to God, I was aiming to have none. But then this one was like the last thing that I saw, and I was like, fuck it.
Oh, man. It's too bad that the kid actually killed himself, though. I mean, getting back on
top. Right, good transition.
Wow!
Transition.
I'm sorry. I don't know, man.
Oh, Abraham Big Sr. said, those who watched the website and its operators share the blame for his son's death.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't his parents.
Oh, so it's the forums.
Yeah, right.
It's the forums' fault.
Sure. Yeah,
because he signed up and was a suicidal mess.
Not because you didn't have the channels available to your son that he might talk to you about his depression.
You know, exactly, right. You know, it's always everyone else's fault, right?
Always, man.
If he's anything like me, you know, I'll just let my dad call me for a week before actually calling him back. Hey, Dylan, what do you think about that?
Why do you want me to talk about your personal life?
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'll talk about your personal life.
No, let's
not
get into
this. I don't think you want me to.
No, I don't, because you're just going to take it too far.
So, you know what? Ultimately, too, when his dad, when things like that come out where this kid's dad says he calls for tougher regulations, don't think there's not agencies willing to jump all over that, and they want to hear that. So they can go, yeah, you know what? Look, people are killing themselves on the internet. What about the Bjork fan that shot himself after shaving his head and painting his face?
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Pat seemed to know right where to go to get
my man
it.
Went all George the Animal Steel.
I'm telling you, it's just people being people.
Wow, yeah.
There's more video nowadays, that's all.
I mean, speaking on agencies getting out of control, my Uncle Joey in 1982 was hit by a drunk driver at Van Born and Telegraph. Yeah. And, My grandma was one of the founding members of Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh.
Unfortunately, now she thinks it's gotten out of control. She's like, this is ruining people's lives. I never intended for that. I just didn't want people to drive
mad
drunk.
Is getting out of control?
No, with the legislation that they've helped pass to make harsher penalties on drunk drivers, and how, you know, like getting caught three times is a felony, and now you can't work just because you're an alcoholic. You know,
right.
It's
that's tough.
There's plenty of alcoholics that are fully able-bodied and mind.
I'll say
to
it
work
again. Then you better start doing something about the fact that you can drive into a bar or walk into a bar, do a drink or so, which you're already considered over that, you know, zero tolerance,
right, yeah.
And then walk out and drive away. That's totally legal. It's the proprietors making money. Sure, you know, it's all about.
Yeah,
but
it's I don't know. My grandma's actually she thinks it went out of control. So, you know, I mean, I could see how legislation over the internet. I mean, it's up to us to just hang on.
We'll
to
be
the,
abused eventually.
Yeah,
sure.
The internet. We got.
We need to arrest people and censor the internet, and never mind building mass transport, which would eliminate drunk driving.
Yeah, that would help drunk driving.
Right.
I guess not eliminate, but
well, give people a
choice.
Yeah,
I've been pretty hammered on the People Mover, and that worked out good.
Oh,
yeah,
right? I've been hammered on you know, a DDoT bus before.
Never, when have you not been hammered?
Right now.
What have you not been hammered on though?
Yeah, that's true.
You've been hammered on a 10-speed.
I have.
So I think just. Hey, people out there.
One time
listening.
I fell off of my bike at Southfield in 696, hammered, and I broke my CD player. I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Didn't you? Dude, when you're not stealing bikes, and falling off of them, you got bad luck with bikes.
I just have bad luck. It's cool, though. I just adapt.
Oh, boy. Well, anyway, just look out, peeps. You heard it here first. Internet 2 coming for you.
The Internet 2. So what do you have, Pat? I just want you to just lay the story on me right now.
All
right,
I'm not gonna. All right, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna hit you guys with a couple of quick hits, a couple of news headlines I came across.
Hit it, Pat. Lay it, Pat.
I'm about to lay it down.
Do it. Pow.
All right. Up first, we got a party clown in Fontana, California, who was sentenced to 12 years in prison for sexually abusing two teenage girls. David Albert Lemus, who appeared at parties and, you know, the whole clown makeup, dude, regalia and all that.
You had me at party clown.
I told you.
Exactly.
That's why I started cracking up and I kind of cut you off.
Exactly.
There, really.
So anybody out there that knows any kids or that used to be a kid, that used to be afraid of clowns, fuck that movie, It. This is your reason to be, this is your reason to fear clowns right here.
How old was this clown, Pat?
See, it doesn't say his age, but his
how
name
old
is,
were the girls?
The girls were 12 and 14 at the time of his arrest.
Oh, yikes. Man.
Right. But cool.
David had they been 15 and 16, maybe.
We might not. Yeah, you know. You know, the clown was down on his luck, feeling a little
sad.
So
this happened at a party?
Well, it didn't happen, like, at a party, but it happened over the course of 5 years, though.
Oh. Hey, kids, let me show you my new balloon animal.
Right.
Man, clowns are such a vehicle for twisted shit.
Exactly.
Hey, that clown, like, speaking of twisted shit, Twisted Metal, that one clown was in that video game,
yeah.
Twisted Metal.
Wow, what a weird.
Crazy-looking clown.
See?
Coincidence.
Fuck
not
clowns.
Coincidence. Fuck clowns.
All right, end of that story.
Hey, sweetheart.
Story number
mind
two.
Mind if I diddle you?
Let's found a movement, Mothers Against Clowns.
Mac.
All right, check it out.
Get our Mac on.
Mac-em, Mothers Against Clown Molesters.
Mac-a-boy.
All right, check it out. Story number two. All right. The keyword in Panda Bear is fucking bear, because apparently in Beijing, a college student in southern China.
Heard about this.
You heard about it? He jumped over the gate to try to get a hug from a panda bear.
Got bit.
Fucking forgot that it was a bear and got bit on his arm and his leg.
What?
A hug. He's trying to get a hug.
So, right. Trying to get a hug from a fucking panda bear.
Oh my
God! Right,
and the thing, the thing that pisses me off about these kind of stories, whenever they happen, is that a big council of whoever the fuck, wherever the fuck, always sits around and says, "So what should we do to the bear?" Not a goddamn thing. He was being a fucking bear.
What?
Do something about idiot.
Why did the? How old is this guy?
This was a 19-year-old college student. You would figure at 19 years old,
and
you
this
know
was a
better.
Male.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a 19-year-old guy that wanted to get a hug from a panda bear.
They're not going to do something to the bear, are they?
No,
if
you know,
they
no.
Kill
that's
the
how
bear.
They usually
kill the bear.
That's how they usually do
it. No, I'm sorry. The guy,
it already has the taste for human blood.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The guy wasn't 19. The guy was 20.
Oh,
I was the 19-year-old. Had already happened like a couple of years.
Wait,
back.
This happened before somebody else tried to hug a panda, and this is the second mauling dude.
See, I blame this on Disney once again. Why do they got to make animals seem
Disney's fault?
So cute and
cuddly. They make them seem like they might want a hug. You know, a panda might. That's a good idea. It sounds like you might want to hug a panda, right?
Hey,
but if you're 20, you're a fucking retard if you think you're gonna go hug a panda bear.
The Disney programming lasts a lifetime, bro. You could be 50 and still, you know, want to go to the magical kingdom. But hey, what about the California? Some years back, the kid that this was, you know, a little more of an issue. He was mentally unstable, and he was a polar bear. He's at the polar bear display, and he swears by his story is that the polar bear was waving him in. He was telling him to come on down.
Right, yeah.
Come on, buddy, let's hang out. So he goes in there and gets mauled. Yeah, right. And get mauled, and then the mom eventually has to come out and say, no, well, my son's mentally handicapped.
Oh, no. And you know the lawyer was like, this is what you say the bear was telling you to come.
Right,
he was telling you to come. Now we're going to get our money, and you're going to shut up.
People out there, I'm not trying to say that a retarded person thinking a bear waved them in to come have a good time and then gets mauled is funny.
Don't.
How does a bear wave you in?
What, no, you know what?
I think it's from the handicap, actually.
See, you know what? See, no, yeah, he's the kid is definitely is definitely not all there. Now, had you said it was like, had he said it was a gorilla or one of the monkeys, then I would understand it because I've actually been to the zoo before and seen a monkey flip people the bird.
Yeah.
You know, because the gorillas and the monkeys, they're actually that smart. But a bear.
Yeah, they learn it from us.
You know,
polar bears.
All the people
polar
that
bears
flip the monkeys off, they're like,
so, right. So this kid, all about hugging pandas. They don't say nothing about him being mentally disturbed, right?
No, he's a 20-year-old college student.
All right, he just was like,
how
you know what?
How are you in college if you jump into a cage with a polar bear?
Yes, and what college accepted
mauled?
You? There's no questions. Just said, might you hug a panda bear at some point? You fail.
Listen, but right. See, but like I said, that's not the first time that this happened. Last year, a panda at the Beijing Zoo attacked a teenager, ripping chunks out of his legs when the kid jumped the barrier while the bear was being fed.
Oh, so that was smart.
Even,
hey, yeah.
That kid was even stupider than this kid.
Yeah, they're feeding a wild animal raw meat, so you jump into
the
cage.
I'll go jump in that mix.
But check this out. I'm about to prove to you why panda bear needs to always be said as panda
bear
and not just panda. Because the same panda bear that took a bite out of that last guy, he was in the news back in 2006 when a drunken tourist jumped into the cage and tried to get a hug from him.
Get the hell out of here.
He bit the tourist, and then the drunk tourist turned around and bit the bear in the back.
This poor bear. People, leave this bear alone. He doesn't obviously want hugs.
That dude actually thought, you're gonna bite me, Ma? Take this.
Fuck you.
Chomp.
I wouldn't bite a panda bear.
Are there that many people out there interested in hugging bears? What?
This is why modern medicine has gone too far, because of natural evolution, these people would just be taken care of.
No,
natural selection would have dealt with them long ago.
Right.
You know what's going to happen? Everyone that gets bit by an animal now is going to turn around and sue whoever the largest teddy bear company in the world is. That's what's going to happen.
I had a teddy bear when I was a child. He never bit me.
Right. You're selling me false dreams.
My teddy bear never bit me. I thought I could hug the panda.
Dylan, would ever try to hug a panda bear?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course he
would.
Oh,
you would?
Did you ever see that dude when he's hammered? He does all kinds of crazy shit.
I've seen Dylan when he's hammered. Oh, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
He loves to yell at me.
I've seen something happen. I'm like, that is very uncharacteristic of you, Dylan.
Exactly.
Apparently he
hijacked. And I love it. I'm saying I love it.
Oh, it's good. Dylan drunk is good times. He hijacked a wheelchair from Small Mind Productions and then broke it.
Yeah, I hit a pothole.
Wheelchair surfing?
He hit a pothole in the rustle.
Wait a minute. Outdoors?
No, indoors. There's potholes indoors.
Oh, boy.
There are.
Wow.
Well, we are downtown.
All right. Look, that's the end of the polar bear.
Yikes.
Pow! Panda bear?
Quick hit number three.
What about grizzly? You got anything on grizzlies?
No. End of the bears.
Black bear?
I'm not fucking with animals, because once they bite me, it'll be my fault.
Yeah.
All right. But, over in Ambridge, Pennsylvania, a school bus driver is going to be charged with endangering a 10-year-old boy for intentionally braking while the bus, you know what I'm saying, while the school bus is moving, hitting the brakes intentionally while the 10-year-old was standing up and playing.
Sweet.
My bus driver did that to me before.
Little brake check?
Right, basically, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it made me sit the fuck down.
Yeah. Exactly. What it did was it made this kid go home crying like a little biatch.
I'm the bus driver.
Right. Now this bus driver is in trouble for, you know, trying to get the kid
to
sit the fuck down.
For trying to teach the kid why he should sit down.
Right. It seems, and my biggest issue with this is that it's not the first time that an issue was brought up regarding the kids and this bus driver. Not that it's a bad bus driver. It's just that the kids are heavily, you know what I'm saying? The kids are just real unruly.
Yeah.
All right? But look,
I've led revolts out of the school bus before when I was in elementary
even
school.
Even more with,
know they can't do anything.
Exactly.
With every graduating year, the next year's up are getting more and more. You know, you can't tell me. Yep. I'll sue you.
Exactly.
I'll sue my parents.
I mean, like,
you know?
hell, think about it. When's the, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how many times have you seen Maury and they have, like, the hidden video of the school bus fights and, kids cussing out the driver?
Maybe, though. What is going on in the mind of a school bus driver? Because, like you just said, let me tell you that I had a driver at one point in middle school who used to like to take hard turns so all the kids' heads would hit the windows at the same time. And I got to tell you, if you think about it, you take a hard turn, there's nothing funnier than just hearing.
When you're a disgruntled bus driver.
No, but listen, listen. But
I like a brake check, though. That's a good idea.
Right.
I don't,
but see,
I don't have a problem with what he did there.
Exactly. See,
the
my
kid's
thing,
fine, right?
The yeah, all right. See, the kid is all right. See, my thing with this is that, like I said, this isn't the first time that they've had an issue regarding, like, the students and this bus driver. So they actually had, like, an appointed monitor on the bus. And the camera on the bus actually shows, like, the whole thing. And after the, you know what I'm saying, after this whole incident, the monitor didn't even say anything to the driver, because even the monitor that's paid to sit there and monitor everything that happens on the bus, figure, you know what, yeah, fuck it, this kid deserves it.
Oh,
probably already told the kid, what, 20 times?
Shut up and sit down.
If I have to break quick, you better sit down. If I have to break, so give him a little, sure. Bam, that's what you got to do.
Oh, man.
Don't stick your fingers in this light socket. No, stop that.
Yeah, see, you didn't like that, did you? Well, yeah, I guess call me a fatalist or whatever, you know, but crap, a kid's going to go play with an electrical socket.
Just make sure he doesn't use both hands.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
Again, you just touched on natural selection. Sure.
Yep.
A lot of people wouldn't make it had we not had structured society to keep us all moving along.
That's true.
Huh.
All right.
Somehow I'm still here. I don't know how that is.
That's what I mean.
You keep a good squad around you. All right, into this one. Pow. And my last quick hit, this is just a follow up to something that I brought up way back when. I couldn't even remember what episode. I was trying to find it earlier, but apparently everyone can rest easy over in Omaha, Nebraska right now. Nebraska, we're
the law that's getting repealed, right?
No.
Oh,
we're going to touch on that later.
Oh, okay.
But right now in Omaha, Nebraska, the people can rest easy. They found the butt bandit. The guy that was greasing up his ass and putting his ass print on the windows. Yeah, you remember that.
The butt bandit.
Yeah, the guy was apparently he was putting like Vaseline or something on his ass.
Crisco?
Sheets. And right, and then just like placing his ass on windows and
damn it.
Yeah, leaving an ass print basically.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Is he a sex offender now?
You know, they probably will put that on him.
Why didn't I think of that first?
I
could be the butt bandit.
See? Yeah, apparently a 35-year-old man was caught in the act by police early on Wednesday morning.
This last Wednesday?
Yep, just this past Wednesday.
No. How do you explain yourself? Hey, what are you doing?
Fuck it, you caught me.
Did he have some kind of a mask on, being a bandit of bus?
No, he didn't even wear a mask, because it's like they had like grainy video of him doing it. So it's like even you know, when they caught him, it's like, you know what, you look a lot like this guy in this video we got doing the exact same thing that you're doing right now.
We
gotta
see if we can get a contact for that dude.
Yeah, but let's get the butt bandit on the show.
They caught this guy at about 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Ooh, and he worked at night, too. Nice.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if I was going to put my, you know, greasy ass on people's windows, I'd make sure to operate out of the cover of night.
Nebraska, huh?
Nebraska. And like I said, we're going to touch on Nebraska again in a little bit, but for now, that is the end of my quick hits.
Pat's quick hits, pow pow
pow
pow
pow pow.
Maybe I could be the ball bandit or something. I don't know. I gotta work. I gotta evolve it a little bit.
Hey, whose sack imprint is this on my window? How did that get there?
You just been sacked.
Oh, hell.
What if it's cold, though? It's like,
look out, Detroit. You about to get sacked.
No, because remember, he took like the winter months off, really. He's like, no, didn't have my ass cheeks freeze to this window?
Oh, my.
He's stuck here all night. I'm all right.
He's in butt bandit hibernation.
That's ridiculous. So
he's in hibernation?
I mean, speaking about asses, I guess big ass, big asses.
Speak about them.
The fattest city, unhealthiest city in the United States of America is
Detroit again.
Detroit.
Texas, something in Texas.
No, wait. I'm going. Green Bay. Fuck Wisconsin.
Honolulu.
I'm going to say
no.
Dallas.
Oh, Chicago.
No,
Chicago is a pretty fit city, despite the
Bears
whole thing.
The Bears. No.
Dallas?
No, New York. Fuck.
Green Bay is a good call, though, dude.
Yeah, Green Bay is a good call. There's got to be a lot of fat, depressed people in Green Bay.
Look, all I'm saying is I know it's got to be in the Midwest somewhere.
All right.
Huntington, West Virginia.
Oh. Fuck. How?
They're fat. I don't know they eat too much. Huntington's economy is withered. Its poverty rate is worse than the national average. And really? Even so, because of that, it's brought on the most, the fattest, the sickest, and the teeth with the quickest amount of tooth loss.
Damn. I did not take into account the whole, you know, damn.
They actually use in this article a word from 1913, which is vagrant.
Wow.
Vagrant.
They're vagrant-ish?
Yeah. No, let's see.
Or they have a vagrant problem.
Let's see. Huntington's economy has withered. Its poverty rate is worse than the national average. And vagrants haunt a downtown riverfront park.
Damn. Haunted vagrants.
The haunted vagrants. The fat people are angry vagrants, and they hang around at parks.
Damn.
Oh, and they rob people.
All that tooth loss, and they're still eating a gang of kitten fatness.
Yeah, they lead the top of national, this is U.S., illness measures, heart disease, and diabetes.
Wow.
Ain't nothing like a omelet smoothie.
I don't know. What are these people doing over there? They're losing their teeth. They're getting fat. They're robbing each other. Dylan, what do you think about fat vagrants from Huntington, West Virginia?
It's Huntington, West Virginia.
What did I say?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Huntington.
West Virginia.
Puts the smack down.
Well, I thought West Virginia
West Virginia.
I can't even believe West Virginia is a state. It's like, you know what? We're better than Virginia during the Civil War.
Can't believe he's not answering the question. He's just correcting you.
I know.
No, I think he is answering it by just saying, it's West Virginia. Well, no, what do you expect?
That's something you say.
That's what he's saying.
That's the answer.
That's what he's saying.
No, that's when it's like, you know, that's New Jersey. Okay, I understand. It's New Jersey. New Jersey sucks.
West Virginia.
The garbage state.
West Virginia.
Right. Had it been Northern Virginia.
Right. It's like saying DMX got arrested again. It's DMX.
Dylan, didn't we go to a food lion in West Virginia one time years ago?
I don't know. I don't appreciate the food lion.
We went to food lion and bought an eggplant, if I remember right.
Yeah. We asked what was still open at the time. They're like, well, we got the food lion.
Apparently they got eggplant available.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind that eggplant.
Well, we got the food lion. They got the best eggplant in the country.
Yeah, I think Dylan froze the eggplant and ruined it.
You told me to put it in there. I put it in there. I didn't realize that the whole bridge was set to freeze. That's my fault.
You boys ever have an eggplant and can you squeal like a pig? Excuse me, sir?
We came down hard on Dylan for that one. We did, too. I'm sorry, buddy. That was harsh.
Man, don't they every year, I think, the fattest state in the U.S. changes, right?
Yeah.
It has been.
Right, because what it is like...
It's been ballooning.
See, what it is, it's like...
No pun intended.
Whenever that city realizes, you know what I'm saying, it's like, holy shit, we're the fattest city in America.
Because there was something in Texas. They had it at one point.
We were up like there
Texas,
one time.
Michigan was like the fat, or third, or something.
Then it was like, I think it was like
we
someplace
are the fattest
in California
state.
Or something.
I think we're still the fattest state, one of the fattest states.
I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like whenever those polls come out and people find out, they're like, fuck, I need to turn my life around. No, seriously, it's like government. It's like that's when like the governments will actually kick in and say, you know what,
we need to do something.
We need to do something about our citizens being fat asses, and they actually do.
Well, I mean, when there's a Del Taco, Taco Bell, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Rally's, Checkers,
all within
White
a quarter
Castle,
mile,
you know, I mean, they're all like, there's like. You have that much variety, and then you're like, hey,
you know, like corners.
I think I want to go get me a healthy pita wrap sandwich. Hey, you have to drive 5 miles.
You know, actually, with the economic downturn and like the way the U.S. is struggling, you know who's doing better? Shares are way up.
Campbell's?
No, McDonald's is making crushing.
McDonald's and Walmart still remain profitable.
In fact, they actually got smart and like upped their dollar menu a little bit, too.
Yeah,
they put more stuff on there for a little more money. It's like $1.20, whatever. But, you know, so there you go. That shows the signs, too. When shit gets bad, McDonald's does better.
See, no, but you know what? It's fucked up, though, because it's like I've noticed it time and time again where it's like, it's always so much cheaper and easier to just get like McDonald's or get Wendy's or get... Burger King. You know what I'm saying? Just because this shit is so inexpensive. You know why? Because it's like not real fucking
they
food.
Went, but there was something I was listening to an NPR station, our local 101.9, WDET, shout out. But they wow. had this little, they were doing interviews. And
this
and,
is all things considered.
All things considered.
Sorry.
They went into crowded McDonald's and asked people. They're like, so what are you guys buying today? Why are you here? And they had overwhelmingly, oh, man, food just gotten so expensive. It's like, and like you said, it's, yep. it's easier for me to just dip in and grab a nugget.
Yeah, dude, it's just, it's.
But so, yeah, man, I mean, there you go. Times get hard. Dollar menus blow up and alcohol sales explode.
Yep.
When time gets tough, you've got to have some escapism.
I mean, which, yeah, like, I mean, shit, yeah, it's fucked up. It's real fucked up, dude, because it's like.
And the worst part is there's a drought going on.
Right. I mean, but see, right, but that's the thing, though, because it's like, think about how much you would spend on, think about how much you would spend on vegetables and fruit and all that, you know, healthy shit. And then think about it, it's like, damn, I could get that, or I could just get, like, 3 double cheeseburgers and be good, like, for the rest of the day. I'm going to get the double cheeseburgers.
For
you know what I'm saying?
3:30 or something.
Right. Anybody here familiar with the movie, the Chris Rock classic, Pootie Tang?
Oh yeah,
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang.
Yeah, the guy from the corporation is like, people don't even know what food tastes like anymore. They just know they gotta have a juicy burger.
Exactly.
You know, there's no doubt whatever's in them burgers. But I'm not gonna lie, I've drive by a rallies and see that, you know. Double Buford classic. It's like, damn, that looks good.
Exactly.
It does.
Something inside of
the
me, right?
The Baconator.
Goes, damn, that's. Yeah, the bacon. Get baconized. What it's the like, fuck?
Whoa, hey. There's nothing, you know, technologically savvy about bacon.
I'm not gonna, right. I'm not gonna lie. I eat a Baconator. It's like afterwards. It's like banging a fat chick. Afterwards, I go, damn it. That seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
Let me get a like, Baconator.
Not over though. Not in over. I just feel greasy and yeah. dirty.
I'm taking a shower.
Bacon.
The bacon.
Scrub double.
Brushing your teeth all vigorously. Gotta get rid of this taste.
Now there's some pepper left.
It was bacon. It was baconized.
Oh, man. I wonder how many fat broads have been baconized.
I baconize them before and then after sometimes.
No,
I just baconate them while I'm eating the Baconator.
Oh, no comment. No comment at all.
Like too much.
Like the it'll fall off of the sandwich and she'll pick up the scraps. You know, ass up.
No comment. No comment at all.
Oh, that line! I love when I cross that line. All right, Pat, yeah. Take the show out on
right
something without me crossing
weird.
The line. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Like I said,
take us out with something. Right,
now this one. Now this one is the actual. This one is an actual article that we're going to discuss right quick. But like I said, we're going back to Nebraska on this one. Now, of course, you guys
clowns,
have already heard
sex.
Nope.
Deceit.
Nope. None lies. Of that. None of that.
Molestation.
No. Fuck you, Dylan. No. None of that. This one is about that old safe haven law that they had going on in Nebraska.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dump now, your like kids. I said, like, of course, both of you guys have heard, all three of you guys have heard about it, where, you know.
I heard they're cracking down on
just
it.
Just go drop now. Your kid off.
Right, yeah.
See, people are dumping their
right,
unwanted
right,
children.
Because what in it Nebraska. Is that apparently 13 other states already had that law where it's like, okay. If you don't want your child, let you know, just leave them at a specified place. No, because they just don't want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want kids growing up in you know, in unwanted and unnecessary situations, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Which was a pretty good idea. But when Nebraska enacted this law, they didn't have an age limit like all the other states did.
So which dropping is why, off 20-year-olds and shit.
Well, no, it's like, you know, it's got to be a minor. But people have been dropping off like 16, 17-year-olds, and right.
Well, 16-year-olds like, fuck you, Mom. Take me to
yeah.
Nebraska.
Exactly. But see,
Mom's
the
like,
fucked
fine,
up.
Fine,
but see, the,
we're
right,
going. Get
cause
the car.
Because the fucked up thing is, people have been, like, shit, somebody from Michigan when it dropped off, I
yeah.
want to say a 15-year-old.
Yeah, no, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, people have been coming from.
A long way to go.
Yeah, people have been coming from all over the country just driving through Nebraska,
so you
just
got
dropping
of,
off their kids.
You got a lot of time to think about that. as you're driving to drop your kid off and still go through right. with it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not right. That's not like from here to Chicago or from here to Columbus. It's,
so all you parents out there that have, you know, your 30-year-old still living with you and you want to get rid of them, go drop your 30-year-old off at a safe haven state.
You know? Well, apparently they
some
finally
fat computer nerd walks in there with a Mountain Dew.
What are you doing, like, my mom gave me up. No.
Like, don't you have a job? Warcraft.
Some fucking 40-year-old in a vintage Star Wars T-shirt.
He's like, actually
from
got
19. It's the one from 77.
Right, exactly. Which is why it's like his whole hairy belly button is showing. And
holding one of those plastic lightsabers. Yes, he deserves to be dumped out the house, but.
Not in Nebraska.
Dude, that kind of, to me, with the way the United States is overpopulated, the world's becoming so populated, and there's people that don't want their kids at a certain point. You know, we got to crack down on people having kids in the first place that may not want them. I've at first seemed a little iffy, but that whole China's, two-child policy law or whatever doesn't seem like a horrible idea.
No. Right.
Or how about free birth control?
How about that? Thank you.
Or how about people just stop being fucking idiots and realize free sex condom. Creates
that,
babies?
That ain't gonna happen.
I would love a condom company to sponsor us so that we could promote that message. You know, hey idiots, put a rubber on so that way we don't have any more.
Man, it just don't feel right. I don't feel the same.
Hey, I said that and look what happened to me.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
There's your example right there, buddy.
Yeah.
Got a whole new...
I'm an example at your job. I'm an example in real life. Oh, man.
Yeah, Pat can just reference, wow, look what happened to that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Should probably
what
not.
What would Olin do? Let me do the exact opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's been my lifelong policy. I don't know what to say.
You are bettering your friends. Good for you.
You
How
are fulfilling,
noble.
Right, yeah. You are fulfilling a
doesn't
vital...
doesn't pay the bills.
Self-deprivating, self-sacrifice is good for us.
Right, that's right.
You should just start billing people for it. They're like, here's your service for the month.
$200.
Being an idiot, so you have an example of what not to do.
Watched me consistently fuck up for the last month. It'll be $190.
It's not a bad racket.
Yeah, okay.
So sure somebody might pay for it.
So what's happening now?
Like I said, basically, instead of just having it like an open-ended law, they went ahead and placed a cap on it so that the you can't just drop off any mm-hmm. minor. The kid can only be 30 days of age or less, basically.
Oh, wow.
30 days.
30 days or less. I mean, which is a pretty good idea.
There's
a
lot of upset... You know, parents of teenagers out there now that they've changed it.
You know, because I guarantee you, there was someone like halfway to Nebraska from fucking Florida when the newspaper came out and said, like, you know what I'm saying? fuck. You know what I mean? It's,
Florida. There's a good state for something. Florida. Let's just dump the kids in Florida.
Mom, where are we going? Nowhere now.
Going
for back home.
Right. Fuck. We're
no,
going
we're
to
going
grandma.
To Disneyland. Well, mm-hmm. you are. Mm-mm. I'm not.
No, but I mean, it's
you're gonna work for It's a Small World.
You go back there, it's like all grown up. Like 20 years later, it's like,
you know,
it's a small world after all. Mom,
little
just snaps,
little chain from their leg to something.
You know, but no, I mean, this is a pretty good idea though, because I mean, like I said, people were coming from all over,
jeez,
dropping off teenagers, preteens. You know what I'm saying? It's like. And that's not what the law was set up for. The law was set up for the teenage mother who knows that she can't, you know, take care of her kid, who knows that the dad isn't shit, who, you know what I'm saying, who doesn't want to keep the baby but would feel so goddamn guilty if she just dropped the baby in a dumpster somewhere. That's what the whole law was put in place to, you
know. Can't you just put it up for adoption?
I mean,
it's not that easy.
Right, because, I mean, you got to realize they got so many things set up, you know what I'm saying? So many hoops to jump through for adoption, you know what I'm saying? Adoption costs this, that, and the other. But, you know what I'm saying? It never stopped girls from doing exactly what I said, you know what I'm saying? Just dropping babies off in dumpsters and
dumpsters,
shit.
Dumpsters, man, yeah.
Right. That's why they put this law in. That's why it's like this is the 14th state to have this law.
How come you need to take it back to like the early 1900s to somebody who just drop a kid off at a giant house's doorstep? Like,
right.
These people look like they got money. Ding dong, split.
Right. Like the Penguin off Batman Returns.
There you go.
Right.
But no, I mean, it's a pretty, it, I am 100% behind this law, and I'm 100% behind this change in it, too.
I'm not behind the parents that thought it was a good idea that, oh, hey, Nebraska's a safe haven for your bad parents.
Again,
to
like
dump
Dylan,
off your rotten 15-year-old.
Like Dylan illustrated with the free birth control, sure, with those, there's just too many, quote, accidents out there, and then what do you do with them?
It's expensive.
Right. No, but I'm saying, but see, that's why they had to come back and put the age limit on it, because it's like,
right, you got to set a regulation on that.
Right, because I'm like, instead of it being for, you know, instead of it being open just to those specific groups that they targeted, you got people coming like, you know what? I'm tired of this badass kid. Let me get rid of this little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Kid is like 9 years old now. And all of a sudden you just changed your fucking mind.
Still chocolate stains on his shirt.
You know? All of a sudden you just changed your mind on your 9-year old. You know? The fuck?
Because that's about enough time in to where the parents are going, my life could have been so much more different had I not had you.
Yep. Exactly.
Absolutely.
My dad actually told me that once. He was hammered, though, so I forgive him.
Yeah. You know, people speak in truths when they're drunk.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry, Steve. I'm sorry.
I'm sure every dad thinks that at some point.
Oh, dude.
Let me just tell you what my dad thinks about me. No.
If you have friends that have kids, at some point, a lot of people that I know that have kids always just, you know, go, don't ever have kids.
Yeah.
Or if they're married, don't ever get married.
No.
Right. I mean, but that's, you know what I'm saying? That's like everything. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There is nothing I can think of that is like 100% enjoyable. Hmm. Nothing.
I can think of one thing.
What?
Masturbation?
Yes.
All right. As long as you didn't have those voices in your head going, this is so wrong.
No, not at all.
Don't put your finger in it.
Okay, okay.
The voices
okay,
are going,
faster, yeah, okay. Come on, let's get it done. Oh, they're all on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, masturbation, okay, yeah, no problem.
That is 100% satisfying, because not only do you just roll over and go to sleep right afterwards, but you don't have to deal with anybody. And then you don't have to deal with, can you get me a glass of water? Like, no, bitch, go get me a sandwich. Shut up.
You know what? Actually, now that you bring up masturbation, I got something I want to say to all the guys out there.
Uh-oh.
That have a problem like approaching women, because I heard this, and this is one of those things where it's like you hear it and you're like, God damn it, why didn't I think of that? Ralphie May, the comedian, he was on Playboy Radio a while back, and I heard him say this. He said, fuck no, I never had a problem with, you know, walking up to a hot chick and approaching her. You know what I'm saying? If it's a hot chick, the way I see it is, what's the worst that can happen? She says no, and I go home, jack off about her anyway, and get to play Xbox. It's like, once you hear that, it's like,
that's a righteous little state.
Well, I'll be damned.
I've downloaded some images to my spank bank for later, no doubt.
See, right? Like, it's like, well, I'll be damned.
There were a couple girls at that rally yesterday. Dude, I wouldn't have mind taking home.
It was,
man,
pretty sexy dissenter action.
Wow, yeah, there was some sexy political activists out there.
I figured.
Would you like to come back to my place? What are you doing? We're out here. I thought we could go blog about our ideals.
That's why
I was blogging. Commercial. I love blogging. right, let's go.
That's how you get them.
That's right. I told him that the OlinEzraShow.com really is just simply a web blog.
Protest chicks are easy.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Dude, don't say it out loud.
Did I say that or think
it? Campaignforliberty.com. Thank you.
There you go. Right.
I just had to get that plug out there while we were talking about the chicks. So cool. While all the dudes were paying attention. Campaignliberty.com, breasts.
Oh, good.
There we go. All right. Ladies, campaignliberty.com. I'm there, so whatever. So you got anything else, Pat?
Nope, that was it.
You got anything else, Steve?
That's about it, man. Shout out to Small Mind. Look out for the Industry Is
Small
Sleeping.
Small Mind?
Industry Is Sleeping. They're napping.
Yes, sir.
Show on December 6th at the Bullfrog, by the way.
Magnanimous Ajax, Sincerely Red, DJ Groove, The Olin Ezra Show, A Purple Hash, and No Exit Entertainment Production.
Bullfrog is
it. And a bunch of cool motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. You know, just come out and talk to
this
us.
This is a place to meet and greet people.
Let's just go hang out.
You might not have the opportunity to meet. Dylan, you got anything over there, even though you never do?
What do you want me to have?
I don't know. Do you have anything?
Way to follow up the question right away.
What do you want me to have? How am I supposed to work with that? You got anything, buddy?
I'm not trying to give you anything to work with.
He wasn't even trying to, right? I see your point, Dylan.
Well, we're going to wrap it up there. Make sure to check us out at theolinezrashow.com. MySpace.com/The Olin Ezra Show, MySpace.com/Magnanimous, and YouTube.com/Olin Wade. For myself, I'm Viral. Big Baby Pete.
Woo!
Magnanimous.
All right, boys. Good show.
Dylan over there running the sound.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
There's always a ball of energy, isn't he?